Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've never owned a horse. I love horses. I've ridden horses. I've watched horse races on television. I've always admired horses. There's something very stately about a horse. They just are such big, magnificent animals. But I've never owned one. So interesting story involving a horse Trocon sent me. Thank you very much, my friend. Businessinsider.com ran the story written by Ryan Hogg. A horse seized in a tax fraud case was sold back to its owner after authorities realized how much it cost to look after a horse. The U.S. government sold a show-jumping horse that at one point in time was valued at $750,000 back to its owner for just $25,000 after realizing the costs associated with maintaining a horse. See, you can seize a car and stick it in a storage shed and forget about it. You seize a horse, you got to feed that horse, got to take care of that horse, got to clean up after that horse. Horse requires daily maintenance of some sort. I'm talking about just attention. Authorities initially seized the horse, whose name is Lex, after its owner, who's an accountant, was indicted by the IRS in connection with tax fraud worth $1.3 billion with four other individuals. So you might say, who would buy a show-jumping horse for $750,000? Oh, I don't know, a guy with hundreds of millions or maybe a few billion dollars. The man had bought the horse for his daughter. Now, the horse is a 15-year-old Holsteiner. I don't know much about show-jumping horses, but, you know. Christina, the daughter, pleaded with authorities to leave Lex, saying, take whatever you want that's monetary, but you can't treat a living animal like this. She said, I feel violated and helpless. She was interviewed by Bloomberg, and that's what she told them. I'm not a part of this case. I'm not a part of the business. I was completely caught off guard, and they took an innocent animal. Now, Bloomberg reported that federal agents soon realized it would cost them between $45,000 and $50,000 a year to feed and care for Lex, and that's assuming there are no medical issues. It could get more expensive because vets charge for their time, believe it or not. The horse's value, meanwhile, dropped sharply with an examination determining it to be worth $145,000, according to the report. So they had the horse appraised. The appraisal came in low, and the appraisal suggested that in 3 years, they'd spend more maintaining the horse than the horse was worth. So the U.S. Attorney's Office in Atlanta then agreed to return the horse to Christina for $25,000 on the understanding that they could collect more if her father was convicted. So if there's any kind of fines and costs and reimbursement ordered at the end of the case, they might ask for more money. But as of right now, they said, give us $25,000, we'll give you back the horse, and then you get to take care of it. Meanwhile, she said she plans to ride the horse down the aisle on her wedding day. We'll get back to that. I underlined that, so we'll get back to that. Documents released by the Justice Department in February show that the man at the center of this case used proceeds of the tax fraud to buy the horse as well as properties worth millions of dollars and $225,000 tickets for a Super Bowl Hall of Fame experience. U.S. authorities used the proceeds from selling seized assets to compensate the victims of fraud and to deter crime in a process known as federal forfeiture. But this, if it involves a conviction and so on, very well could be criminal asset forfeiture. Because they are alleging a crime, and they say the money has a direct relation to the crime, and they're prosecuting it. So we'll see what happens. The seizure of horses has some precedent. In 2012, authorities raised almost $5 million by selling more than 150 horses belonging to then comptroller of Dixon, Illinois, Rita Crundwell, after she was indicted on misappropriating city funds to fund a lavish lifestyle that involved her buying horses. And I saw an American Greed episode about that, narrated by Stacey Keach. This current case, however, highlights the running costs associated with maintaining assets before they can be sold. The U.S. is facing huge costs to maintain assets such as super yachts seized from foreign oligarchs, according to U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The Justice Department and the IRS did not immediately respond to insiders' request for comment. So let's get back to this. And again, there's some elements here I think we should discuss. The girl at the center of the story, whose horse this was, is a young lady who said that she planned to ride the horse down the aisle on her wedding day, which conjures up an image of a woman in white riding a horse down the aisle of a church. And do you sit on the horse during the ceremony? Does the groom sit on the horse? Or is the groom walking around like regular people while you're up on your high horse? That's one question. Of course, trying to find a church that'll let you bring a horse down the aisle, I suspect it'd probably be more of an outdoor wedding to bring the horse down the aisle. But you'd have to make the aisle wider, I would think. You know, have you seen these outdoor weddings and they put chairs out there and there's a nice area to walk down the middle? You may have to widen that a bit. But all I could think of yesterday as I was reading the story for the first time was that out there right now is some poor guy who doesn't know yet. But he's going to meet a young lady who seems to have come from some sort of wealth or means because she's got a show jumping horse. And going to fall in love after a courtship, spend some time together, get to know each other and propose. And she's going to say, of course I'd love to marry you. And I'm going to ride down the aisle on Lex. He's going to go, Lex, isn't that your horse? What? And I would think if it's a show jumping horse, the only thing you could do with that horse at a wedding that would be appropriate is to not ride it down the aisle in slow fashion, but would be to set up some jumps and have the horse leap over those to bring you down the aisle. I mean, wouldn't that be appropriate? Otherwise, you're wasting the skills of this horse. This horse is a 15-year-old show jumper. Presumably, he's got about 13 or 14 years of experience jumping stuff. Okay? Don't waste Lex's talents by having him simply walk you slowly down the aisle. Jump things coming down the aisle. But like I said, when I read the story, in many respects, I thought they'd buried the lead. She plans to ride the horse down the aisle on her wedding day. And I can just picture that. The horse being seized in a tax fraud case and being returned. I get that. But it's the horse on the wedding day that really gets me. But who knows? Maybe it's something people do. I've never been to a wedding where somebody rode a horse and the horse they rode in on down the aisle. So, Trocon, thanks for sending me the story. Brightened my day. Business Insider and Ryan Hogg tell the story of the horse seized in a tax fraud case but was sold back to its owner after authorities realized how much it was going to cost to take care of a horse. There you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Most stuff people worry about isn't ever going to happen anyway.